This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, we've got the election coming up, so let's talk politics this morning. Let's start out with the San Bernardino mayor's race, featuring an incumbent versus a well-known and controversial councilman.
Right. The councilman is John Valdivia. He's challenging the incumbent mayor, Kerry Davis. This is actually the first general election since the voters approved a massive overhaul of the city charter, which reduced some of the powers of the mayor and makes it a more traditional city manager form of government. However, the mayor still does not have a vote on the council. The mayor can only veto or break a tie. Now, the mayor is taking credit for helping the city to emerge from bankruptcy, which we all know how long that process lasted. However, Valdivia is the one council member who either voted against or abstained from voting on most of the matters related to the bankruptcy. Now, he's promising to do things like cracking down on crime and deterring gang activity, kind of a traditional public safety approach, where Davis, as I said, is really running on his record of improving the city's financial stability and political stability.
Okay, let's move a little bit west to Upland. One council candidate has an interesting past. He's a former member of the Bagos Motorcycle Club.
That's right. His name is Rudy Zuniga. The police chief, Darren Goodman, made public that Zuniga had been identified as a gang member. He was stopped during a traffic stop in March of 2011 wearing a Bagos gang attire, and his motorcycle featured Bagos decorations. He told that the Upland police officer stopped him that he was a member, but that it was nothing more than a family group. The police chief says this is an outlaw motorcycle gang. By definition, he said, it's a criminal street gang. However, Zuniga pushed back very hard, along with his supporters, said he's not what the police chief thinks he is. He's actually a really nice guy. And he said his name should have been by now removed from that database, because after 5 years, he said, with no further gang activity, your name is supposed to be taken off of that state database. The police chief, meanwhile, says he does not regret having made public this former gang affiliation, because he doesn't think it would be good for anybody with that kind of a gang background to sit on a city council and set policy that affects a police department.
Okay, we're going to see what happens there. Let's move from San Bernardino County to Riverside County. In Paris, a city council candidate has dropped out of the race there just barely a week before the election.
Well, right. His name is Raul Ruiz, not to be confused with the congressman Raul Ruiz.
I was going to say, that's it. Yeah, okay. And so this is a different Raul Ruiz.
A different Raul Ruiz. And apparently he signed a sworn statement saying he was a resident of Paris, and he now says that that was erroneous. However, it's too late to take his name off the ballot. So he says that if he were by some chance elected, he would not serve and he would have to give up that council seat. So people in Paris might not want to throw their vote away and just steer clear of that name on the ballot.
Has the word been getting out there, or is this something that a lot of people are going to go to the polls and not even be aware of?
Well, you know, if people read the paper, they'll know. If they don't read the newspaper, they may not know.
Yeah, okay. All right. And just in time for the election in Riverside County, gun rights groups are suing the embattled up-for-re-election Riverside County sheriff over concealed weapons permits.
Well, right. And the sheriff said he's actually a very strong supporter of gun rights. He says he has the support of gun rights groups like the NRA, the National Rifle Association. However, he's being sued on behalf of a legal U.S. resident who was born in the Netherlands, who says last year when he went to the sheriff's department to inquire about getting a concealed weapons permit, he was told he can't have one because he's not a U.S. citizen. Now, the sheriff, Stan Sniff, says this is really a political maneuver, as you say, timed just before the election to damage his chances against his challenger, Sheriff's Lieutenant Chad Bianco, although there's no campaign finance records that show any kind of connection between the plaintiffs and Bianco's campaign. And a supporter of Sniff says that he doesn't understand why Sniff is being sued, because the L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonnell actually issues far fewer concealed carry permits and that county is much larger. There are only 189 active concealed carry permit holders in L.A. County, where there's roughly 10 million residents, compared to Riverside County, where there are about 4,000 active concealed carry permits in a county of only about 2.5 million. And, you know, it looks like SNF already faces kind of an uphill battle for re-election. 68% of voters in the primary chose someone other than the incumbent. There were four candidates running at that time. And the challenger, Bianco, actually finished about 14,000 votes ahead of SNF.
The election is less than 1 week away, and we will talk about it in a week. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.